right, and once again, church, as we stated previously, with all of these uncertain times and events that we're experiencing presently, it brings great consolation, comfort, and peace to be able to hear the voice of our pastor. And with that said, I'm going to turn it over now to Pastor Clark. Pastor Clark.
Brother Vic, am I coming through okay?
Loud and clear, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. God bless you tonight, church. I think we need to start this devotion tonight with prayer. So let's everybody really, really pray in your homes, wherever you're at. I know that sometimes during devotions, it's easy to do things, look at your phone, walk around the house and play with stuff. But you know what? Let's really, really focus on prayer for the next few moments. And let's ask the Lord to help us tonight. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for this time that we have to be with one another in prayer, and that I am going to be able to speak to the church and give them words of comfort and encouragement. Lord God, I pray against all of the fear that is running rampant in our nation and in our cities. Lord God, I pray that you would remind your people that they have your name and that they have your power upon them through the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, we've prayed for things to happen that would cause us to pray and dedicate and bring backsliders back, and we're seeing a lot of things take place. Help us as your people to get a hold of comfort from your word, get a hold of an assurance from your spirit, and be able to have faith during this time to believe you, to see people reached, and not be consumed with fear. In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you, O God. Praise God. Well, I want to say that I want to thank Brother Roseberry for giving up his time tonight. It was by my request that I go ahead and speak to the church tonight. And we will be hearing from Brother Roseberry soon. It'll be rescheduled. And I appreciate that, Brother Roseberry. But, church, I do want to talk to you about everything that is taking place. There's a lot of things that are now beginning to happen in our cities and communities that we live in. And I want to talk to you about a few things to keep in mind while this is taking place. We know that our nation is in trouble. There is an angry spirit because people feel that there has been too many things of injustice that has taken place. I understand that there is a protest in every state. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. In my lifetime, I remember the Watts riots of 1965. I remember 92 with the Rodney King situation, and now we're entering into this. But I have never seen it to where the entire nation is coming together to protest the injustice that they feel. So here we are as the people of God, and we know that all of these things are pointing to the fact that the Lord is just about to come. From the pandemic to all of the protests that are taking place that has led to the looting and all the other things that are going on, there's too many things or too numerous to talk about. But we do know that Jesus is just about to come. And so I want to talk to you about a few things that happened right here at our home, right here close to our home, I should say. And I want to let you know how that we have handled this. We live in Upland near the corner of Euclid and Foothill. And most of you know where we live, on Shelley Avenue, right off 13th. And so, of course, things begin to build today, and a notice went out that there was going to be a curfew that was going to be put into place. At first, I heard the curfew was at 6 o'clock, and then we were notified that the curfew was moved up to 5 o'clock. And why don't I just take time to read you this order, this statement that was given by the manager of the city of Upland right here where we live. And it basically says that starting tonight, and they've got it back to 6 o'clock, but we heard that for this area they moved it up to 5. Anyway, starting tonight at 6 o'clock. This is June the 1st until 6 a.m. in the morning. Tomorrow morning, there's going to be a curfew for this area. And it goes on to say, until further notice, they are going to be repeating this every night, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, until Monday morning, June the 8th at 6 o'clock in the morning. So people will be free to move around during the day, but at 6 o'clock, there is going to be a curfew. Now, here's what it says. It says this is going to be this way until further notice, which means they could extend it, and it'll just depend on how things are going. But it's to protect the safety of the residents. Now, listen to these exceptions. For people that need to travel after 6 o'clock in the evening, this does not apply to emergency personnel, which that makes sense. People seeking or providing medical care. So if someone needs to go to the hospital, they're seeking care, or a doctor, or an urgent care, that is fine. Or if you are providing medical care to someone. In other words, your neighbor is sick or relative is sick and you're taking them somewhere, of course, that is an exception. Anyone traveling to and from work, so it covers those that are coming in after the curfew from work, after the curfew starts, or if you leave early in the morning, or religious meetings. So there's the part that concerns us. So in other words, to go to and from a religious meeting after the curfew has started is an exception that has been given. And so I wanted to read that to you. And so, of course, one of the first questions is, what are we going to do about church? First of all, let me say this. I want you to still feel free to come by the church and pray. Depending on what happens, the gates may or may not be open. And if you do want to come to the church and pray, call Brother Vic. He'll be able to let you know if they're unlocked and open, or if they're locked or enclosed, and he'll get it open for you. So I want you to, we don't need to allow this uncertainty and fearfulness to get a hold of us that we are not able to continue on with some kind of a routine for our lives, and especially spiritually, we need to think about this. All right. Now, as far as the next question is Wednesday night church, I'm going to announce that we will be having church Wednesday night. Now, if things were to get worse and change, we will be in touch with you. But keep in mind that it will be totally allowable for you after 6 o'clock to come to the church and to have service and leave after the service and go home, even though it's later in the evening. I do not know what all of the other neighboring cities around us are doing. I am only speaking for the city of Upland because I have their notification here that I have just read to you. All right, now let's move on to the protest. The protesters here in Upland, there was a very large crowd. I am going to only estimate, I would say, between 300 to 500. I'm not sure because people were scattered everywhere. There was a large police presence. There were things that were taking place that were of a precautionary nature. I saw them quickly boarding up the Bank of America on the corner with large sheets of plywood over all their windows and the front doors. There was, as I've already mentioned, there was a lot of police that were there, and so it just lends to a fearful concern that begins to cause a lot of fear. Now, I want to say, church, we know there's a difference between protesters and looters. And this is what we're seeing even in L.A. and some of the other cities around us. Our nation has provided a lawful right for people to protest injustices and things that they don't feel are right. And I want to say that this protest that was right here by our home, unless there was something I don't know about, it looked like it was in order and abiding by what they were asking. I don't know what took place after I drove by. I drove by there about 5 o'clock. But I do know that there was a helicopter that was circling our home for a couple of hours, and it did finally, leave the area. And I'm assuming that they got everyone to disperse and leave and go on home. And so let's keep in mind, the nation has a right to protest, but of course, looting and violence is something that is not right in any way. And I would want to say this to all of our people, our parents, our seniors, our young people especially, let's comply and comply with this ordinance that the city and our cities have put forth, and try to be in compliance with all of this. Let me talk to you for a little bit about fear. I know that for a while, Jeff and Christy were here with their boys, and the boys were fearful. That they don't understand what's happening. They only are judging by how the adults are acting, and when they could pick up concern or uncertainty, then they were fearful about it. And that's normal. That's normal for children to have fear, and it's also normal for adults to have fear from one level to another. And I think the greatest thing that we can do is we need to control our own fear, and we need to also think about the kids. If you have small children or even young people, that you need to be concerned also about the impression that you're giving, because they're going to be reading your actions and the way you react to all of this. And I want to say in Jesus' name, if you have fear that's getting a hold of you, you need to get a hold of yourself and rebuke that and make some phone calls to your friends. Get some people praying for you in the church. If you need to call me or one of our leaders, feel free to do that. I'll be glad to help you in any way that I can. But we cannot just allow this unbridled fear to begin to affect us. I do want to say this, that we need to thank God for the law enforcement officers. These are powers. I spoke about this a month or so ago in Romans 13 about these powers. They're ordained of God. And he beareth not the sword in vain. You know, there's a reason for this. And you know what? If we didn't have law enforcement right now, we would be in anarchy. We'd be in trouble. But they're working on it. They're dealing with it. Maybe not perfectly right in every case. Maybe they're too quick to do some things and not quick enough to do others. But overall, we need to thank God. I think that the Lord is going to help us. He's going to help law enforcement. We need to pray for our president and for our governor and mayors and people that are, in places of authority, that the Lord would give them guidance and direction. I think another thing that can be done in the midst of all of this is a time to pray. We've been praying for anything to happen to get us to pray. So I think in your homes tonight, it's prayer meeting time. It's time to pray. It's time to get the word of God out. It's time to go around and lay hands on your doors and your home and where you're there and ask the Lord to drive out the spirit of fear that is trying to come in and affect you. And I do want to say this, and I'm bringing my remarks to a close, but church, hey, we are the people of God. And even David talked about it. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And this is our time. We're being tested during this time to see where we're at, how much fear we have, what our thoughts are, if we're going to pray and seek God and get a hold of him. So let's do this. The other thing I would like to say to some of you single mothers that are out there tonight. And I want you to know we love you and we're praying for you. And those of you that have little kids in the home, you know what? What I'd like to see you do is feel free that you've got somewhere to turn to. And that is pray in your home. Call some of the leaders. Go ahead and begin to take authority over any of these reckless spirits that would try to get into your home. And believe God. And here's another thing I'd like for the entire church to do. Those of you that feel really alone and maybe you're a single mom, if you're really being affected by, you know, all that's taking place, I'd like to see you begin to spiritually network with others in the church. Maybe it'd be the thing to get on some prayer meeting phone calls with others in the church, some of your friends and those that you're close to, and pray and believe God. Stay in touch. Feel like if something were to happen that you're really concerned about, call your friends. Now, look, if you get to the place that you're concerned about something happening in your area or neighborhood, you can call 911. I don't know how much good it will do in this time that they're busy, but I think you should do that. I think that you definitely should begin to pray and also be in touch with your friends that are in the church. So I would like to see those of you that really feel vulnerable during this time to begin, when we get through with the devotion tonight, call up some of your friends in the church and ask if all of you could work together and network in prayer and pray a covering of prayer over your homes and over your hearts. So I love you tonight, church. I'm not happy that we're having to deal with all of this. My wife just got home a few minutes ago from a notary signing, and she came through the intersection of Euclid and Foothill and told me that everything is there's no one there, so it looks as if everyone has dispersed. But I wish in some that this was not happening and that we didn't have to deal with this, but this is where we're at. This is America 2020, and we're in the last few closing hours of time before the Lord comes. And so we have information and knowledge based on his word that these things are signs, clear signs, that he's about to return. And the Bible says that we need to lift up our heads and know that our redemption is drawing nigh, and the Lord is just about to come. So, you know what? I wish I could be with you tonight. I wish I could we could all be together and draw strength from each other in fellowship. That's unable to happen, but I want you to know that we are definitely connected with each other in the spirit realm. Praise God. Well, why don't we go ahead and let's just all pray together again and ask the Lord to help us. Jesus, you see everything that I've talked to the church about. I pray that you take the words that I have given to them and let it be comfort and strength unto them and give them knowledge and insight. Lord God, I pray against the spirit of fear. Lord, I pray that our people would turn to you in sincere prayer. I pray that they would have revelation about the name of Jesus, your precious name, and about the power of the Holy Ghost and the power of your blood. Lord God, I pray that they would anoint their homes and let the Holy Ghost come in such a way that they would feel safe and protected from all harm that is going on. Help us, O God, to also pray for our nation and for those that are in places of authority, that they would be easily persuaded by the move of the Holy Ghost that would come to their heart. In Jesus' name, we love you, Lord, and we thank you. Praise God in Jesus' name. All right, good night, and we'll be praying. Brother Vic.
Thank you, Pastor Clark. And church, we said it at the beginning, and we want to say it one more time. We are living in uncertain times, but thank God that we have the church. Thank God we have each other. But more importantly, thank God that we have our pastor and pastor's wife. Now more than ever, church, let's make sure that we are close to our pastor and our pastor's wife. And let's be thanking God for Pastor and Sister Clark, and let's pray for them. Let's thank God for them. And Pastor Clark already said it. Let's be praying. Let's form groups to pray together, whether it's virtually or if you can join someone in their home. But let's be praying. Let's be praying. And with that said, we want to remind everybody about our morning manna devotion tomorrow at 10:15 a.m. We will be hearing from Sister Marlin. So this is going to be a blessing for everyone tomorrow morning. God bless all of you. Have a great night. Amen.